welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to hear from our county veteran service officers from around the state about issues facing our veterans. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Brigadier General Sean Mankey.
On September 18, 1947, President Harry Truman signed the National Security Act, effectively creating the United States Air Force as an independent armed service equal to the Army and Navy. Throughout its entire history, the Air Force has played a key role in the defense of our nation while simultaneously conducting numerous peacekeeping and humanitarian missions. By harnessing cutting-edge technology and employing dedicated airmen, the Air Force remains the world's leader in air, space, and cyberspace. Minnesota is proud to have two Air National Guard units, the 133rd Air Left Wing in the Twin Cities and the 148th Fighter Wing in Duluth. And let's not forget about our Air Reserve brethren at the 934th Air Left Wing in the Twin Cities. On behalf of the Minnesota National Guard, please join me in wishing the Air Force a happy 73rd birthday. Aim high, fly, fight, win.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we're going to talk today about the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, which is a professional statewide organization made up of over 120 trained and certified veteran advocates known as County Veteran Service Officers. They work collaboratively with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and nationally chartered veteran service organizations. And each County Veteran Service Officer is a veteran as well, and they pledged to fulfill President Abraham Lincoln's promise to care for him who shall born the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, by serving and honoring the men and women who are America's veterans. And joining me now, my co-host for today's show is Greg Peterson, who is the Brown County Veteran Service Officer and the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Greg, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Tom, it's really good to be here. I always like getting on your show a little bit once a month.
Greg, can you tell us just quickly, what is the mission of our County Veteran Service Officers out there in Minnesota?
Well, our mission is to ensure that every veteran in our counties, in our state, receive the benefits for which they earned through their military service. We also take care of their spouses, and sometimes children get veterans benefits as well. So we're looking for everyone that has worn the uniform to come into our office and let us do a detailed a benefit description for them.
And each of the 87 counties in Minnesota has at least one County Veteran Service Officer, and that's your first stop for everything veteran. Any of our veterans need anything, get a hold of your County Veteran Service Officer. They're usually somewhere by the courthouse and easy to find, and that's your first stop for all things veteran, right?
It should be your first stop, whether you've served 18 months or you've served 30 years. It's your first stop because we've got the answers.
Now, Greg, we're going to visit with several of your County Veteran Service Officers today, and joining us now is George Fiedler, who is the Benton County Veteran Service Officer. And, George, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Pleasure to be here, Tom. Thank you very much.
George, I know that you may not know this, but I served in the Air Force in Vietnam, and Greg served in the Air Force, and I think you served in the Air Force as well.
I did. I don't like talking about myself, but I went in the Air Force in 1974, and I actually had a student deferment. And I finished college at St. Cloud State University because I wanted to go in as an officer and I wanted to fly. Well, Vietnam War was winding down, and so I wasn't able to fly, but I always tell people I flew a desk.
Very good, sir. And you've been the Benton County Veteran Service Officer for the last 8 years, is that correct?
Yeah, about 8 years, and it's really a great job to have, and I enjoy it a lot.
And, sir, we wanted to talk today about the 75th anniversary of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, and specifically with you about a strategic plan. Can you tell us? I understand you've got some extensive experience in strategic planning. Can you tell us how that comes into play and how you help the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers?
Sure. I've done, when I was in the Air Force, I actually was part of or did at least 8 strategic plans, so I do have some experience. A couple of years ago, I finished up the strategic plan for our county here, Benton County, and then we had a planning session with Greg and some others about coming up with a plan, and since I do have some experience, I volunteered to step forward to say, hey, I'd work this strategic plan for the Minnesota Association of County Veterans Service Officers. And so that's what I'm in process of doing. I know how to do it. I have experience doing it, and we're going to move forward with this thing.
We're speaking with George Fiedler, the Benton County Veteran Service Officer on Minnesota Military Radio. Greg, strategic plan, it sounds like you found a volunteer to help you with that. Why was that important?
Finding a volunteer was important. We had gathered for a retreat in January with about 15 other CBSOs, and it was facilitated where all our ideas came together kind of in a raw format. These were our ideas and maybe some objectives, but then boiling all of that down into a plan that is readable and usable is where George came in. And because of his experience, he was able to do it rapidly and present it to us. And we're not just going to put this plan on the shelf. We're actually going to implement it in the coming year so that we can grow our organization professionally. For our members and for the services we provide to our customers.
And George, the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers celebrating its 75th anniversary. After that long a period of time, sometimes things become routine and you just keep doing them over and over again. How valuable is it to revisit the mission and to update things for today, for 2020?
It's extremely valuable because, you know, the value of planning, it comes from honest and frank discussion of why an organization exists and why it may need to adjust to stay relevant and financially intact. And so it's important to stay current with the services and products that you provide to County Veteran Service Officers.
So, Greg, I would guess that when you're updating your strategic plan, and you usually have spring and fall conferences for all your county veteran service officers to bring them all up to date, it's a great opportunity to share the mission and the updated strategic plan. However, COVID hit this year, and so now you've got to do that virtually.
That's right. Having this new strategic plan that George is finalizing for us, you know, it's actually for us, our association for ourselves, so how we can develop our service officers better in training, how we can help them better conduct outreach. So it's really to make the service officers better and give us a projection down the road.
So, George, the strategic plan will provide some focus for our county veteran service officers?
Well, absolutely, and it talks about the services that the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers provides. And so the terminology that I use, there's lots of terms to use, but I go with kind of the classic ones with you develop a vision, a mission, goals, and objectives. So we're going to have a series of goals, which are kind of broad statements, but we're using objectives, which are specific, measurable things that we want to do over the period of a year or 2 years. And I can give you an example. We want to conduct two training sessions per year. That's going to be one of our objectives. Another objective is going to be we're going to develop probably a booklet of best practices guide for our county veteran service officers. So that's just two examples of our objectives.
George, we just got about a minute left. Is there anything that's happened down in Benton County that sticks out in your mind over the last 8 years? A quick story about a veteran you've helped?
Oh, absolutely. I actually, this happened just recently, and it was pretty dramatic. I had a widow of a veteran, and she put in a claim, not through me, but through another office, for dependency indemnity compensation, and that's a monthly amount she would get based on her husband's military service. And it was in 2013, and then her son came to me and said, we would like an earlier effective date to try for that. So I did some research, and I actually found kind of a hidden law that said if a widow applies for Social Security benefits on behalf of her husband, that constitutes a claim for VA death purposes. So I was able to backdate that date with the VA, and she got a retro check of $53,000. She was delighted.
I'll bet that stuck out in your mind. Good work, George. That's a great story. George, we're just about out of time for this segment. I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for allowing me to talk about our strategic plan.
Thank you, sir. And Greg, we'll be back with another one of your County Veteran Service Officers in a moment. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been speaking with Greg Peterson, who is my co-host today, about the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. And we're in the process of visiting with several of them. And shortly, we're going to talk to your legislative director for the Minnesota County Veteran Service Officers, who is also the commander of the VFW Post in Mankato, past commander of the American Legion Post in Madison Lake. He serves as the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers legislative chairman since 2017, and he happens to be out in Washington doing some testifying this week. His name is Mike McLaughlin. Mike, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Mike, I understand you served in the United States Marine Corps, and you were following in your dad's footsteps. He served in the Marines in Vietnam.
Yeah, that's correct. My father served in 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines from 1967 to 1968 in Vietnam. And then I went in one of the post 9/11 service member class and joined the Marines and enlisted and served with 1st Battalion, 1st Marines over in Iraq twice.
And I understand your father was a lifelong veterans advocate, big legislative with the VFW and a Mankato City Councilman and Blue Earth County Commissioner. So you've really taken after your dad and become the national legislative chairman for the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers. He may have started this, but it sounds like you've carried the family tradition to a new level.
Yeah, I would say it's trying to match dad's level with a lot of the work he did nationally over time, and it always just seemed to be out of a natural place, not something that was ever intentional, but dad always had a passion for those he served with and those that had served, and I think obviously that had rubbed off on me in one way or another, and that kind of is something that I always kept dear to heart and just pursued out of pure interest and passion to be around the men and women I served with.
Very good, sir. And Greg, I know that you work closely with the Commander's Task Force here in Minnesota, and they work on some annual legislative issues up on the Hill. And Mike serves as your County Veteran Service Officer's legislative director. So legislation and trying to take care of our veterans is always a big part of what you do.
It's extremely important, and we have just such a little bit amount of time when the legislative session is open here in Minnesota to try and hit our legislators and get our message across and get the bills through all of the committees. It's very important. And having Mike, and we also have a team of other service officers, having them that can keep the pressure on is very helpful for Minnesota's veterans to receive the benefits they're due.
So, Mike, can you explain to us? I'm sure you work right here with the Veteran Service Organizations, the Commander's Task Force, the Legislative Council on issues here in Minnesota, but then you're also a part of the National Association. How different is it, or how alike is it to work on the state issues and then work on the national issues?
Well, the one nice thing about the state is everybody's local here for the most part, and at least we can convene around St. Paul. You get a different outlook or dichotomy when you're dealing with the national side, because you might be dealing with the national DAV that's out of Washington, D.C., and Vietnam Vets of America that's out of Silver Spring, Maryland, and the VFW National. And not everybody's from, Bemidji or Mankato or New Ulm. You don't have that shared state, identity, too. So a lot of it is a little bit more trying to spend time unifying efforts and getting everybody together in the same direction on the national side, where I think being local in the state, there tends to be a little bit more of a shared push right out the gate just because of our proximity. So, distance is a challenge.
So, Mike, you've got a lot to do to take care of our veterans in Blue Earth County, and then work with the Commander's Task Force on the state legislative issues, and then also be part of the national organization. You're a busy man.
Yeah, that and three kids and a wife that supports the heck out of me. So I think the three kids are probably one of the biggest challenges for taking care of all those other passions. So.
We're speaking with Mike McLaughlin on Minnesota Military Radio about the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Greg, I know that here in Minnesota, the CTF and the Legislative Council have been working on the Veterans Restorative Justice Act, and I understand there's been some positive movement there.
There really has, and that's, you know, that's kind of a fancy name for veterans courts. Now, Mike actually has a district veterans court right there in Blue Earth County, and he has a lot of experience with mentoring the vets that go to veterans court. So it's really a great way to keep veterans from having a criminal record and putting them back into
society and
you know, a good workplace, things like that.
Mike, I think there's a misconception with the Veterans Court. Some civilians think that the veterans are getting a special deal when, in actuality, they have to step up and do extra work to make sure that that they can resolve their problems. And it's actually harder, but it helps them to deal with whatever issues there might be.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate statement. I would say, you know, there is that misconception that, you know, veterans get a mitigated charge, or they get, you know, something removed. They still have to complete and comply with all probation requirements of the court, just like a normal, decision would happen coming through just a regular judicial process. And you're absolutely right. It actually is more difficult for vets. It can be more difficult for vets going through this process because you have even more oversight. You have your traditional probation. You still have to answer to your judge. You still have to answer any community corrections type folks, but then also you get a veterans case manager that's a veteran themselves that helps coordinate and kind of, you know, be the puppet master to help tie all the strings between state, county, and then federal VA services that might be available for you, acting as your case manager to help you weed through that process, but also another level of accountability that those going through the traditional system don't have.
Mike, you're in kind of a unique position as the Blue Earth County Veteran Service Officer and working here in the Minnesota with the legislative issues and then the national issues. You get to see firsthand the impact of all of that work on the veterans and the families in your county. Can you share with us how that affects them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, Blue Earth County and Mankato specifically, you know, for Minnesota, Mankato and North Mankato is a pretty decent-sized, you know, community in town. We have the MSA labeling, the Metropolitan Statistical Area. But when you get anywhere else outside of the cornfields of southern Minnesota, if you get out to the East Coast or West Coast, we're still considered rural, and we still have a lot of rural challenges as far as transportation and access to care that other rural communities have and a lot of communities in Minnesota have. But then we also have the luxury of having the bigger county seat of Mankato with University of Minnesota State Mankato and Mayo Health System and a couple other universities in the area too. So it's kind of a nice echo tone of a mix, but bringing those challenges from a rural, you know, and more of an urban community too out to the national perspective has been beneficial because there is a difference in challenges between just getting to your appointments from a vet in Amboy, Minnesota or Mankato, Minnesota. It can take you an hour and a half to get to just a routine primary care one way if you live in Amboy versus if you're in Mankato and you can just jump on the bus line and go to the VAC box in town. So there's definitely a mix between where you live geographically.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Greg, we just got about half a minute left in this segment. It's got to be great to have somebody like Mike out there working with the state and the national legislative issues and helping you set priorities.
It is. Mike is an exceptional young man. I've always said that he could go much further in life. I hope he stays a CVSO, though, because he's really helping us out.
Well, he's a Marine. He's going to just keep attacking and make sure he gets that the legislative issues taken care of. Mike, I'd like to thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Greg, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to get into a little bit of a historic overview of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been learning today all about the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, and we're going to get into some history of that association in a moment. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is proud to be a strong partner with the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. The CVSOs, as we call them, are county employees who help veterans and their families obtain benefits related to their military service. In Minnesota, all 87 counties are represented by a CVSO. Minnesota's CVSOs are among the best in the nation. They are well-trained, professional, and understand how to navigate the complex VA system. CVSOs are the first stop or the point of contact for veterans and service their personal advocate. Navigating the claims process is challenging, and many veterans often don't know the right questions to ask. That's where CVSOs step in and help veterans access the benefits they may be eligible for. CVSOs do important work. They sit across from men and women who have worn the uniform and served their country. Minnesota is really lucky to have such a strong, passionate group of CVSOs. As a state, we have a history of leading the way when it comes to innovation and forward thinking. Thank you to all of our CVSOs who day in and day out serve the veterans of this great state.
Commissioner Herkey, for more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. My co-host today has been Greg Peterson, who's the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Brown County Veteran Service Officer. And Greg, we've been learning a little bit about legislative and some background. And in this segment, we're going to meet Steve Stone, who is the Pennington County Veteran Service Officer up in, I think he lives up in Thief River Falls. Steve, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
It's a pleasure.
Steve, I understand that you've spent some time in the United States Army.
Yes, I am a 20-year retiree. I initially enlisted in 1974. I'm originally from upstate New York and spent 10 years in the data telecommunications field, and then my last 10 before I retired as a recruiter. So I've always looked at being a veteran service officer as I put them in, and now I have the opportunity to work with them once they've been out. So it's a great honor.
And, Steve, you've got to tell me the story. You said you're from New York. How in the world did you get up to Thief River Falls?
Well, I'll keep the story short. I'll give you the Reader's Digest condensed version. But basically what it was is that I met my wife, who was also in the Army. We met and married in Izmir, Turkey. We were both in the telecommunications field, and we went from Turkey and then to Oslo, Norway for 4 years. And that's when she was up. She got out just before our daughter was born in Norway. I remained in, did my 20, and we decided to move here, where it was just a beautiful place to raise our kids, and really just love it up here in Thief River Falls.
And then you've been the Pennington County Veteran Service Officer since January 2, 2001, quite a while.
It has, yeah. This is my 20th year. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. I was just thinking about my first conference in Grandview where we had our training. It was 9/11. And I remember like it was yesterday, all the service officers were sitting in one group when the second tower was hit and in New York City. And like you could hear a pin drop. So it's like one of those things you never forget.
Never forget. And, of course, you're a past president of the association in 06 and 07. And this is a big year for the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. 75 years.
Time flies.
Time flies. Fortunately, we weren't here for the beginning. But, Steve, can you tell us a little background, a little history about the start of the County Veteran Service Officers here in Minnesota?
Well, sure. Yeah, our association came about on March 12th of 1945. It was about 57 days before World War II in Europe would end. And basically, it was our first bunch of service officers. In fact, I've got Don Johnson, who was our first president from 1945 to 46. And it was the essential CDSOs were basically made up of World War One veterans who were combat wounded or gassed and, you know, recalled their own struggles. And so they started the association and began seeing veterans to get them their hard-earned and well-deserved benefits.
We're speaking with Steve Stone, who is the Pennington County Veteran Service Officer on Minnesota Military Radio. Greg, we've learned that right after World War II that they started this County Veteran Service Officers, and then the association came together. And I understand originally that the language said that counties may appoint a county veteran service officer, but then in 1978, they changed it. They said counties shall appoint.
I think that's 30 years it took them to change that language. I think most counties did have veteran service officers appointed, but it's a good thing that they changed the language because it's a great thing to have CVSOs in every county.
And Scott, I know that you've been serving now, as we said, since 2001. In Pennington County, I know you've got a lot of veterans up there, but if they have any issues related to the time that they served, the first place they stop is at your office, correct?
Absolutely. You know, ever since I've been a county veteran service officer, I figure and feel that we as service officers are the tip of the spear. We are the ones that veterans should be turning to for any help with any of their benefits. As Greg knows and most of the audience knows, to kind of navigate through the VA system can be pretty tough at times, even for someone like myself who spent 20 years in. But it can be just about impossible for our veterans, any veteran from any era. So, you know, we definitely hope that veterans will come and check out their benefits because they've earned so much more than they probably know anything about.
Scott, we've talked on this show about the training sessions that I call them in spring and fall of every year that the County Veteran Service Officers Association puts together. But in order to be a County Veteran Service Officer, Minnesota statutes require that they're a resident of Minnesota, a citizen of the United States, and a veteran as defined by Minnesota Statute 197.447. But that's just the start. You've seen a lot of County Veteran Service Officers start since you have. Then the training really begins, right?
Absolutely. When I first came in 20 years ago, I remember my auditor gave me the keys to my office and said, "Here you go." And I walked down and I was completely lost for a little bit. And within the first hour, the phone rang. And it was Clark Dyrud, who was the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs at the time and a Thief River Falls and Pennington County Veteran Service Officer when he got back from Vietnam. And we spoke for an hour and a half. I didn't know him from Adam, but that was my first taste. But the training has just been amazing how much more that we do, but we need it. It's essential, especially for new CVSOs coming out, that they receive the training that we now have to offer.
And, Greg, it's my understanding that each of the county veteran service officers are county employees. They get an opportunity to come together through the association and get all of this training, and that you work closely with the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and the Commander's Task Force and a lot of other agencies to do everything you can for our veterans.
Yeah, that's right. And as Steve said, all of us have sat down in our chairs that first day and thought, what am I going to do now? I was lucky to have a secretary that had been there a long time, but Clark Dyrud came within a couple of days and gave me a couple of days of training and set it forth, rolling in motion, and then it was spring training for me, and that really answered a lot of questions, and on to fall training.
Go forth and help our veterans.
That's right.
Steve, we got about a minute left. Is there an interesting story you want to share with us about a veteran up in your neck of the woods?
Well, I've got more stories that I could talk about now, but it's just been an honor just to be a veteran service officer and meet with these folks every day. And to discuss veterans' benefits with these heroes, you know, and their families. It's been a great thing, and I hope to be a veteran service officer for many more years to come.
Well, Steve, it sounds like you've already had a lot of experience and a lot of great time over the last almost 20 years now taking care of our veterans up in the northwest corner of our state, and we'd like to thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Greg, we have to take a short break. We're going to come back with our fourth segment, and we're going to talk a little bit about COVID-19, how that's affected your county veteran service officers, and a topic that's appropriate this month, suicide prevention. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. My co-host today has been Greg Peterson, who is the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers and the Brown County Veteran Service Officer. Greg, we've heard about your strategic plan, some legislative initiatives. We've got some history on the organization, and now we want to talk a little bit about some current issues, and we've got a special guest from up at Little Falls. Would you like to introduce her?
Absolutely. We have Kathy Marshek from Morrison County is our lead service officer there in Little Falls.
Kathy, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be talking with you individuals.
Kathy, you've got a great place to be the county veteran service officer, Morrison County, Little Falls, right next to Camp Ripley. And I understand you spent some years in the Army National Guard and some quality time at Camp Ripley.
I did. So I was a full-time employee at Camp Ripley, and through that, a lot of things that I did at Camp Ripley have really helped me in the job that I work in now, because I worked in medical readiness, which we send a lot of our veterans. We help them once they return from deployments. If they were injured, we kind of go through the process of things that are going on with them, and we send them over to the veteran service officers. So that's kind of where I learned what veteran services was, because I was the person that was sending people over to our CVSO previously. And then I also worked with, I worked in engineering, training, human resources. The human resources and pay branch stuff really helps me as well in what I do, because I'm able to find documents and help with claims a lot more effectively. So I love the background. It just makes my job a lot easier, and glad that I had that.
So, Kathy, I'm visualizing that we have our Army National Guard folks that retire and muster out, and they get in their car and they drive right over to your office and sit down and talk to you about their time in service and any issues they might have.
They do, and sometimes we need to set up extra time because it's like a reunion for me as well.
So your old friends are retiring, and the first place they stop is to see you, which is a great thing. How are our veterans up in Morrison County? You taking good care of them?
I am. So, you know, one thing that we've seen since COVID, we've seen a lot more probably mental health issues, which is just normal within society in general. A lot of people might be struggling with finances because they may have lost some work with COVID, and that creates a lot of hardship. Also, with this pandemic, you see a lot more issues with PTSD. There's triggers happening as our lives are a little more controlled. And also with wearing masks and things like that, it can trigger a lot of things, maybe even give some people flashbacks to deployments. I know for myself, I have PTSD, and sometimes just having all of our world controlled can really bother myself. So if I'm experiencing those feelings, I know that there are others that are out there feeling those same things. And so we've had to focus more on keeping people's wellness upbeat, helping them see this in a different perspective. We're not all being controlled, and finding the good things of this and, you know, getting outside, enjoying the outdoors, whatever it may be for that those certain individuals, trying to find what makes them happier so we can prevent bad things from happening to our veterans.
So, Greg, this whole year, 2020, I call it the lost COVID year. It's changed everything, and people have had to learn how to work virtually. We've had to social distance, wash your hands, wear masks. Some of your county veteran service officers have been performing virtually, and I think you've been able to go to the office every day.
How's it
affecting everyone?
It affects everybody differently, of course. We have worked straight through this in Brown County. There are some service officers in their counties that have never returned to their offices. Even the VA and MDVA, those people are all working at home. But for some of the veterans who are like to stay home anyway, like my brother, no change. He enjoys staying home anyway, but some just got to get out. You got to go on that Sunday drive.
And Kathy, have you been able to go to the office every day, or are you doing a little bit of each?
I have. We've continued to stay in the office. We had about 2 months where people from the public could not come inside our building, so then we had to work a little differently. A lot more email correspondence, working claims via phones, and even some Zoom conferencing if we wanted more of a personal approach. So I had to learn a little more about technology or just maybe refresh my brain a little bit. So that's been interesting. But just a different way of serving people and definitely teaching, if you will, kind of being instructors on how to use online services a little more. But then one challenge I think that probably all of us have is when we're doing a lot of things virtually, we kind of think everybody, we just assume everybody has email and everybody can text and all those types of things and has social media, but they don't. And that's where like radio comes in handy. If we want to get information out to those that don't use those services, we've got to use the radio to publicize things that are changing or how to get hold of us. When we shut our office doors down, we need to let people know that, and our radio stations are actually the best way to get that information out.
We're speaking with Kathy Marshick, the Morrison County Veteran Service Officer on Minnesota Military Radio. Kathy, there's a topic this month that's suicide prevention. It's something that we've been working on for literally years and years and years because some of our veterans have some issues. And particularly today, some of my fellow Vietnam veterans, they're retired and they're home and they have time on their hands. And some of the old demons come back and they start thinking about the things they did in war. What are you seeing and how are you dealing with the veteran suicide issues?
So for everybody, it's different. I think that's the first thing that we have to recognize. Some people, it's beneficial for them to go see a therapist. For others, maybe they just need someone to call them and check in on them. So finding veterans to help other veterans, sometimes I can put out what I've built in the last few years is an email distribution, and it gets out to about 1,000 to 2,000 people in our county, which is a pretty good percentage. And then they can spread it throughout the veterans organizations, and I ask if there are people that they know of that are struggling, maybe we can have another veteran just check in once a week. Maybe some people just need to talk to them and motivate them to get outside, enjoy the outdoors, watch less TV. If we watch too much of what's happening, it can kind of trigger those things a little bit more. So we have to find approaches and find happy places for people so that they don't get to the point of suicide. We want to beat that demon, I guess, if you will, before we get there. So I definitely try to talk with people, and I try to point out what's important. I mean, everybody has a purpose in life, so I'll sit down and we kind of talk through things. You know, even if your purpose every day is just to water your plants, those plants can't live without you. So I just, you know, we try to bring up things that people need. People with children, for instance, or grandchildren, we try to get those people to think about those things and how important they are and how much they're needed in this world every day, each and every day.
Greg, there's another issue I know that you work with the Veteran Service Organizations closely with, and every time I have Mark Dvorak on from the American Legion, he talks about buddy checks, getting all of his members to check with the other veterans. Buddy checks can save lives, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Just that phone call, you can hear on the other end whether they're upbeat or whether they're depressed, and maybe we need to take that buddy check just a little bit further.
And Kathy, if it sounds like they're depressed, we need to ask the question, do you need help? Are you thinking about killing yourself? There is help available.
Right. And I want them to know that we care and understand. And if we're not the people to talk to, we can find. It's really important right now to collaborate with your community resources as well, because there's so many things that are out there, and we can connect these people to those programs if need be. Because it's not. Some people don't always qualify for VA assistance, but we have other things that they can utilize within our communities that might be fitting for their particular situation. And I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, I have PTSD myself, and I had times where I was really depressed. So I take this really to heart, because I understand how it can be to be down there and you think it's not a place you want to be. But also, we want to train people that it takes a stronger person to ask for help than it does to just let it go or take the It's not the easy way out, but maybe it is for some people. So we have to let them know that they are being stronger, because a lot of military people think of themselves as strong, so and they don't want to admit they have issues. But we need to retrain everyone in their thinking so that they understand that they can conquer these things and be that stronger person to ask for help.
Kathy, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Oh, you're welcome.
Greg, we had a great show today. We've learned a lot about Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Easy for you to say, maybe not me. But I'd like to thank you for joining us today for this special show about your association.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on.
That was Greg Peterson, the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officer and the Brown County Veteran Service Officer. We're just about out of time, and we have one mention today. The DAV of Minnesota and Sutton Ridge Farm in Jordan are hosting a free event open to all veterans, military, and their families on Saturday, September 26th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Enjoy free, safely catered food, live music, horse-drawn wagon rides, prizes, activities for kids, and close-up views of farm animals, including sheep shearing. Event coordinators are working closely with the Department of Health to ensure safety of all guests. Although the event is free, registration is required. More information and registration at davmnfoundation.org. Hurry, though. Registration closes on September 20th. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. My co-host, Greg Peterson, the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, George Fiedler, Mike McLaughlin, Steve Stone, Kathy Marshick, Commissioner Larry Herkey of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Brigadier General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we meet the team behind one of our newest Yellow Ribbon networks and get the latest from the Minneapolis VA. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.